Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 52. This chapter has 11 psukim in it. This parak corresponds to what's written in Shmuel Aleph chapter 21 and 22. Listen to the Tanakh Daily archives on these parakim for more information. The background on the storyline over here is as follows. While David was being chased by Shaul, David initially ran into Ahimelech at the Mishkan located in the town of Nov. Nov was a city full of Kohanim. Ahimelech was unaware of the events that transpired between King Shaul and David. Ahimelech gave David food and the sword of Goliath as a weapon. Unbeknown to David, a man named Doeg HaAdomi saw how Ahimelech helped David. Doeg HaAdomi then told Shaul what he saw. King Shaul immediately ordered his men to kill all the Kohanim of Nov for helping David. None of Shaul's men had the audacity to kill the Kohanim. Shaul then ordered Doeg HaAdomi to personally slaughter the Kohanim in Nov. Tragically, on that day, Doeg murdered 85 Kohanim and massacred the city of Nov. Avyasar, the youngest son of Ahimelech, escaped with his life and ran to David for refuge. Upon hearing the news, David wrote this perek. Now for the perek. The perek opens by relating Doeg was wrong for boasting and should have known better. His words were as sharp as razors. Doeg used his power of speech to harm those around him. David relates how God will mida keneged mida, tit for tat, pay back Doeg for the damage he caused. In verse 8, David relates how the tzaddikim will laugh at a person who trusts in something other than God. The perek ends in verse 10 by David contrasting himself to Doeg. David compares himself to a strong olive tree who is deeply rooted in the house of God. David expresses gratitude and affirms his emunah in Hashem. I wanted to highlight what it says in verse 4 to bring out a lesson about the power of speech. Havuos tachshov lishonecha kisa'ar melutosh osei rimaya. Your tongue devises treachery like sharpened razors that works deceitfully. What's the reference to sharp razors over here? The Radak explains, a razor can be deceptive because it can cut deeper than you realize. You might want to only cut someone's hair, but one move in the wrong direction and you can actually deeply cut who you're working on. So too, Doeg's words were catastrophic for the city of Nov, because his words cut deeper than he may have intended. We see the power of speech. A person might be angry at someone, then let out a small few words. Those words have the power to create a tremendous amount of harm, causing irreparable damage. This is something easy to relate to. Nowadays, we communicate through texting, emails, and social media, when the norm is considered to write briefly in shorthand. But yet those few words have the ability to cause international debates, fiascos, and controversies. A few carefully placed words have the ability to go a long way. Just some advice on using our words more carefully. Before you speak up, check yourself. Check your mood and your feelings. If you're feeling riled up, angry, or insecure, perhaps it's not a good time to speak your mind. You want to wait until you're feeling calmer, then speak. Anything can be spoken about from a place of neutrality, from a place of calm. While the spoken word makes a difference, more often than not, people are listening to the feelings behind your words, your tone and emotion. In other words, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. This comes from really securing your own state of mind first, then speaking up. But when you're so worried what the other person's thinking, you lose perspective and common sense. Perhaps that's why it's called Doeg, from the word daiga, meaning worried or stress, because Doeg was so worried about other people instead of worrying about himself and securing his own state of mind. Let us merit to use our words from a place of love and gratitude. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.